Good day, beloved. In John's Gospel, the 9th chapter is the episode of the man who had been born blind. Jesus met him and spit on the ground, made some mud, and put it on the man's eyes and told the man, go wash in the pool of Siloam. The man went and he was able to see. But the unseeing Pharisees, because Jesus had healed him on the Sabbath, put the man out of the church. At the end of that episode, Jesus came to the man, and this is what is recorded. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, you have seen him. Beloved, and you too have seen him, Jesus, in the open eyes of a battered wife who realizes that genuine love does not bruise her body or verbally break her spirit. You have seen him, Jesus, in the open eyes of a beleaguered parent overwhelmed by bills who sees that if God can clothe the lilies of the field and feed the birds of the air, then God can provide food for their table and clothes for her children's back. You have seen him, Jesus, in the open eyes of a differently abled person who now sees that those who are insensitive to their different abilities have the real disabilities. You too have seen him, Jesus, in the open eyes of a formerly caged human being who has paid their debt to society, but who sees that the society is truly the incarcerated, incarcerated by fear, incarcerated by ignorance, incarcerated by insensitivity, and incarcerated by greed. You too have seen him, Jesus, in the open eyes of a senior citizen with no family and living on a fixed income, but who now sees that while the body may be breaking down, the mind and spirit have gotten better with time. And you too have seen him, Jesus, in the open eyes of the person whose back is pressed against the wall by life's rough reality, but who now sees beyond their present predicament that their life still pulsates with great possibility and promise, that their stalled situation is just a stopover before their celebration, and that their condition is not their conclusion. Beloved, remember that you have seen Jesus whenever a person's eyes have been opened to see the extraordinary in the ordinary. You too have seen Jesus whenever a person's eyes have been opened to see majesty in the mundane. You too have seen Jesus whenever a person watching a falling star still sees it as something spectacular. Beloved, you have seen Jesus whenever a person's eyes have been opened to see not only what is, but what can be. In fact, try looking in the mirror today and let Jesus open your eyes to see eternity in the earthen vessel called you. Make it a great day and be encouraged, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. God bless you.